Yes, indeed, Ashton, and really just making their way back and making their way out of the field right now, and getting into Carrick and heading north to Donegal. It's a long, long journey, and thankfully it's a reasonable day for travel. So some results from the National Uneven Age Cross Country Championships in Cork today, and indeed the Novice Championships. Nothing particular to report from the Novice Championships. The Novice Men is on at the moment, but looking in at it, there's nothing's going to be very prominent in the results end of the story at the end of the day. But let's go with the youngsters. And what have I got? Well, the outstanding run from Donegal point of view, once again, was Keelan McFadden from Cranford Athletic Club, and the under-17 boys, obviously, or the weekend before last in Cranford, an excellent run there. And you know, he's stepping out of his age group here, and it was obvious that he was going to be in a battle here to get yet another victory. But he handled the situation extremely well. He was always in the lead group, and he was battling down the home straight between second and third, and finally finished third individual in the under 17 age group. So a strong performance. Continued good form from him, and you know, his career builds and builds and builds week on week and month on month. So good result for the Cranford athlete Keelan McFadden, third in the under 17 boys. That was the best individual result from a Donegal point of view. From a team point of view, well, the Finn Valley girls under 13, they got second. They were just 3 points shy of the gold medals. Tuam winning on 118 points for Tuam, 121 for Finn Valley, and 128 for Dundrum, South Dublin, the big club in South Dublin area. But a strong, strong performance, just 3 points off the gold medal for them. That scoring Finn Valley team was Niamh McGlinchey. She was their leading athlete from Castlefin. Then there was Darcy Clark, Amy Michael Carr, and Andrea Reid. They were the scorers. So pretty pleased with that, because they did score a team, score team medals in Rosapenna as well, a different age group. But good results. Other team better, the best of the other team results would have been Letterkenny. They were fourth on the under. And the under, the under 15 girls, yes, the under 15 girls. The under 15, the better of the Letterkenny girls was Emma Boner and Anna Russell. Anna Russell being the lead Letterkenny runner. And in the under 15 boys section, Audrin McBrady of Finn Valley would have been the best individual for them. They finished about 6-6 team. A couple of good, not medals, but a strong team performed just from Finn Valley. They had a few 6-6 team finishes and a 7th team finish. They had six or seven teams involved, so big numbers involved from their point of view. And another individual that stood out over the day, obviously, was in 5th position in the under 19 girls just not so long ago, Eimear McCarroll from Finn Valley. She finished 5th in the under 19 girls. Again, coming in with another strong performance after finishing well in the under-20s last time out in Rosapenna. So she's an athlete who continues to develop, and an exciting athlete indeed, and we'll have to wait for it all develops. But another good run from Donegal athlete was Jack McElroy from the Rosses. He made a top 12 finish position. So that was it. Not an outstanding day for Donegal by any means. Not an outstanding day. And but that's the cross country for the season for 2022, completed, over and out. And you know, we're moving on now. And this, after the Turkey Trot today in Letterkenny, the next event on the local scene is the St. Stephen's Day 5K at Finn Valley. That's a 12 start on St. Stephen's Day. It's an annual event, 52nd year of that. Yesterday, well, Oisin, yesterday, two good strong performances from Letterkenny athletes. Nikita Burke, she finished second, and Nolan Scanlon finished third in Belfast in the Sealy Cup. Now, that's always a good job if you can get in the top three there. It's a very competitive race, about 800 athletes out there, out on that one. So, and the men's story was three runners on under 30 minutes for 10K in the men's there, but they were none of them Donegal related. But Nikita Burke continued to run strongly, and Nolan Scanlon in third in that one. The other big news is, obviously, next weekend we're in Turin, European Cross Country Championships in Turin, and good expectations for Ireland. And the added boost just within the last 24 hours that Ailish Flanagan now joins Roisin Flanagan on that Irish team. She's been called up into the team. You remember I was a wee bit disappointed. I expressed my disappointment that Ailish hadn't been included in the team on the initial selection, because she did do enough in a race out in the States. But she is now on the team. So the two Flanagan sisters from Finn Valley, Ailish and Roisin, are now on the team, as is Sean McGinley, of course, from the word go, and indeed Anne-Marie McGlynn from Letterkenny. So we're looking forward to next weekend. Strong expectations for Ireland in Turin.